Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, I was producing and occasionally hosting a program called Short Waves that aired in Montreal on CKUT. The program was a retrospective of what you can hear on the shortwave bands. So, from time to time, we would play commentaries from Radio Moscow, features from Radio Netherlands, and news broadcasts from the BBC World Service. In the early 1990s, we did a four-part series on John Peel, the legendary British DJ who changed pop music. He began at Radio 1 in the late 1960s, but during this time, his show, The John Peel Show, also aired on the BBC World Service, and was at one time the most popular program on the service. John Peel introduced the world to bands from the UK who would never have gotten airplay on local stations around the world. For this four-part series, we invited along to the studio CBC Radio's Brent Bambury, who at the time was hosting Brave New Waves, an alternative music program on the national service of the CBC. What you are about to hear is one of the programs in that four-part series. It is presented by Boris Shidov.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Welcome to Shortwaves on CKUT Radio McGill, your show that brings you a taste of international broadcasting from the shortwave bands. Today we begin with the first in a series of four programmes on John Peel, the legendary British DJ, and the popular Peel Sessions studio recordings at the BBC of some of pop's most influential groups. As many listeners are already aware, John Peel can be heard worldwide on the BBC World Service. In Montreal, you can listen to John Peel on the usual BBC frequencies in the 49-metre band at 11:30 p.m. Monday evenings. In winter, the show begins at 10:30 p.m. At the age of 49, John Peel plays tracks from newly released albums and singles from the contemporary music scene. He's been doing this for about 21 years now. His show on Radio 1 in England, the national pop station, attracts some 200,000 regular listeners per show, and many new and upcoming groups see this exposure as invaluable. So we thought we'd do something a bit different today and look in depth at one of the most loved shows broadcast on the shortwave bands, The John Peel Show. Joining us in the studio today, a person who is quite familiar with John Peel and the John Peel studio sessions, is Brent Bambury of Brave New Waves on CBC FM.
Hi, Boris.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks for inviting me.
I'd like to ask you, Brent, what do you think of the John Peel studio sessions and what do they mean to Brave New Waves?
Well, the Peel sessions for us were an inspiring point because we now record sessions of our own in our own 24-track studio at CBC. And the Peel sessions, especially when they began to be released on disc, told us that there could be a market for these kind of things, that they could be commercially successful, and that they could also be an invaluable help to young bands. Now, the thing is, between releasing records and actually doing them on radio, is that when you do it on radio, you're introducing, almost as soon as it's happening, a live audience to new music by young bands. And of course, some of the records that Strange Fruit have been releasing date back as far as 1970.
Exactly.
So these are documents of Peel's very long and distinguished career and his service to independent music. And that, I think, is a tribute not only to Peel, but to some of the people that he's worked with and to his sense of vision for music.
Exactly. Actually, I've read in a couple of journals that the sessions actually began in 1967. Some of the better-known groups, his spearheaded careers of Led Zeppelin, Bob Marley, The Smiths, of late Terence Trent D'Arby, and The Fall. What are some of your favorite sessions that you like?
Well, I like Peel's favorite sessions himself are The Fall sessions.
The Fall, obviously,
and
yeah.
I think The Fall sessions that he's done are very, very inspired.
He loves them. Apparently, they've done 7 or 8.
Yeah, and they've done more than anybody else.
And he says that every time they come into the studio, it still inspires him. He just can't stop listening to The Fall.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about him, too, is that he's not afraid to show his favorites. And
exactly.
I think that if you're a young band or an independent band and you don't get his ear, then you face an incredible impediment in dealing with the rest of the independent scene. I know I interviewed Danielle Dax when she was in town, and she always had problems with Peel from the beginning, and she was quite critical of him. She said, he's rather old, I think we should maybe get rid of him by now. But really the reason why she was critical of him was because he was never interested in her music, and I think that probably made it much more difficult for her to get a foothold.
Yeah. Okay, well, obviously, many people have heard John Peel on the shortwave bands, but let's play a track now from the John Peel Show, and this is taken directly off the BBC World Service.
Are you going to hear more of them? Surely not, writes Major Robinson of Kuala Lumpur. Dead spot from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America. An LP called Adios, Dude, and that was Inside. Great stuff. Robot and the DJs.
And that's just a little segment there for people who have not heard of John Peel before. That's taken directly off the BBC World Service, off the John Peel Show. And now Brent's going to introduce one of his favourite recordings off the Strange Fruit sessions.
This is one of the oldest of the recordings that Strange Fruit have released so far. And I should just add that Strange Fruit is an independent label. It's not connected with the BBC. Bought or licensed these sessions from the BBC, and I think that as a business venture, they have to try and make money.
Exactly.
So some of the very, very early sessions probably wouldn't be worth releasing. But this from 1970 is T-Rex in a very, very early configuration of T-Rex, Mark Bolan and Mickey Finn from the 27th day of October in 1970. And this, along with the Syd Barrett session, is, I think, the earliest sessions that Strange Fruit have seen fit to release from the BBC. This is a Mark Bolan composition called Jewel.
Thank you.
That's T-Rex from the Strange Fruit Peel Sessions. And that's a very, very early, as I said, it's a very early configuration from 1970 with Mark Bolan and Mickey Finn. But Tony Visconti was still working as his sort of executive producer then, and the Visconti influence is there, which would dominate the best of T-Rex career.
Okay, and continuing with the Peel Sessions, we're going to listen to Robert Wyatt now and a track called Soup Song. That's Robert Wyatt there from the Peel Sessions. That's recorded on the Strange Fruit label. And the song we heard was Soup Song. That was recorded on the 10th of September, 1974.
And Robert Wyatt actually isn't known for being a composer, but that's one of his compositions. He's known for being an interpreter. And only on the LP for 1985, Old Rotten Hat was all the music, original music from him. The next session is one of my favorites, actually, when you were talking about what are your favorites. Mm-hmm. This one from 1977. Well in advance of the Buzzcocks moment of fame and glory, this with not with the original drummer, but not the eventually most successful drummer, John Mayer on drums here, Pete Shelley, Steve Deagle, Steve Garvey. And this shows just how on top of the scene John Peel really is, because he's just he got the Buzzcocks at a time before they'd actually reached their pinnacle of success. And Buzzcocks still incredibly influential today. Another thing that's interesting about this session is that in order to get the rights to these sessions, to release them on record, they had to hunt down all the original members and pay them the royalties that's due to them. And they had a lot of trouble finding John Mayer, who apparently these days is working in a garage somewhere in America, which seems like an inglorious thing to be doing for one of the best bands of the 1970s. This is What Do I Get, Buzzcocks.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Buzzcocks from the Peel Sessions. That's What Do I Get, recorded in 1977.
And if you've just joined us, you're listening to Shortwave's special program on the John Peel Sessions, because he's one of our favourites that we like to listen to regularly on the Shortwave bands. We've got Brent Bambury in the studio. Continuing now, we've got something from the Damned. Yes, the infamous Damned. Of course, a lot of people remember Dave Vanian, Rat Scabies, Captain Sensible with his great song What, and Brian James. And this song we're going to listen to is called Fan Club, recorded on the 10th of May, 1977.
Thank you very much, John, you old sod. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone that bought our last LP and made us stinking rich so we can earn £12 a week instead of 11.
What's the Damned there with the Fan Club?
The Damned is one of the, I think that's the second Strange Fruit release after New Order, and it's interesting to note that some of these sell very, very well indeed, and some of them don't sell all that
exactly,
well at all.
Exactly.
Not very many people bought, say, the Ruts, you know, so they sell several hundreds of those, and then the New Order record might sell 8,000, so they make their money that way, and it subsidizes other releases, and in that way it's good.
Exactly.
It's good for an independent record company to do. Well, independent record company is always the weaker artist's are carried by the heavier. This next track, and I like the show today because it seems like the best of punk. It's also from 1977. Tony Wilson of Factory Records is the producer of this track. Mm. And it's the Slits. It's the original lineup of the Slits from the Peel Session, which they recorded in September of 77. This is Love and Romance.
Yeah.
hits, Love and Romance from September of 1977, the Peel Sessions.
And we're coming almost to the end of our show. We've got Brent Brambury in the studio. And just to finish off, I'd like to mention that the John Peel Sessions began in 1967, uniquely groundbreaking and courageously unrestrained, with a mission to look beyond the horizons of pop. Now they've become a venerable institution, a refuge from commercial pressure, and a mecca for challenging new artists. I'd like to thank Brent Brambury for coming into our studios this week. We'll be back again next week, and we'll be listening to more from the John Peel Sessions.
One track as we go out?
Yeah, one track as we go out.
This is Wire from 1978 from their Peel Session. It's called Practice Makes Perfect.
If you enjoy the program that you just heard, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.